unfortunately, I'll want to talk to you just a moment because you're my friend. And I don't know you. I think we're strangers, aren't we?
I've never seen you in my life. So, dear, therefore, I'll just speak to you a little bit. And when I'm speaking to you, then if you shall come. Now, he don't, it's up to him. He's never failed me yet. And I believe that he will come because, look here, there's this group of people here tonight just waiting, watching. And he'll come, and if he does, then he will act the same Jesus that he was. See? Now, when he met the woman at the well, he went right straight and told her what was wrong with her, where her trouble was. Now, if she'd had a tumor, he'd said, bring me a drink. She'd say, it's not customary for the Jews to ask them there. She's just talking to her then. You say, see, you're a human. I'm a human. And we have two human spirits. Now, when this anointing comes on me, well, that's the angel of our gift of God, which is a messenger, an angel sent from God. And now it's a part of God, an attribute of God. And then their spirit now, then we break from the natural into the supernatural. And then in between here, your spirit is speaking to me, I'm speaking back to you, two mortal lips, but both two anointing. Now, if this spirit here that's on me to bless you, not that I can bless you, it can bless you. See? Now, and then if your spirit is willing, but if you have a spirit of unbelief, then it can't bless you. See? He'll just tell you, it might tell you what's wrong or something, send you on. But if you believe and these two spirits can get together, see, it's a battle. There's a demon crying, begging, pleading, and like that, and here's the Spirit of God standing here looking at it. Now, it just depends on which way our spirits are running. I believe, if I can get you to believe what I said is the truth, then something's going to happen. See, it has to happen. You understand what I mean? Now, I get the microphone close because many times they tell me my voice gets so low that the audience can't hear it. See, that's the reason now, you're conscious that something's going on now. And is that it? It's coming from this side as a wave. Now, audience, in the name of the Lord, I speak. That picture that you see back there, which is in Washington, D.C., the angel of the Lord, he's just a few feet away from me, standing here to the right side now. He's a man larger than I. This woman standing here is conscious of that. I want to ask you something, lady. You're probably known amongst this crowd. I don't know you. But you're conscious that something's going on. If that's right, raise your hand. See? It's his presence. The other night, I've seen something take place. No one knew nothing about. I've seen a certain preacher here that wanted to get near when that anointing was on, just to see what would take place. How about that, Reverend? Is that right? You didn't think I knew that, did you? He walked up there and wanted to get up here at the place, so just to see what it was. Not your church. He wanted it. Yes, my sister. You suffer with some sort of a headache condition, causing you to have headaches all the time. Isn't that right? I see you holding your head many times like that. You do quite a bit of reading or something. It's a book or a magazine or something. I see you were sitting reading when I seen you sitting in a room in a chair reading something. Is that what it was? Yes. I seen it was a book when you was reading. Yeah. You had a headache and you was rubbing your head like this. You was reading a white look of his. It was my book. Is that true? And you become then conscious. Nobody knows that because there's nobody there but you. God seen you. And you thought then, if I can get to the meeting and maybe he'll pray for me, these headaches will cease. That's when you begin to be having faith. Isn't that right? But I might tell you something else now to move your faith up. That's caused from a female trouble. I know you've been told other things, but it's wrong. They call migraine headaches and so forth like that. But that's wrong. They made an error. I'm not correcting the doctor, but I do know what I'm speaking of. In order that you might know that I am God's prophet, you don't belong to this type of church, but you do belong to a church. And that's Christian Science. Is that right? Is that right? Yes, sir. I've seen you in a Christian Science reading room. That's the reason I know you belong to or was there. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand. All right. Come here. Do you believe about us, God? This is not mind over matter. This is the power of Almighty God to make it leave you. You believe? All right. You'll serve Him all the days of your life. Almighty God, as seeing your light flash around this woman, I believe that the hour is here for her healing. Sincerely and humbly, the Spirit of God has moved in upon the woman. Oh, Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth and author of everlasting life, you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up. And oh, as I pray for the sick, I ask you, dear God, to move us tonight and heal this poor woman. May these headaches that's hurting her and bothering her and how she's tried in every way she could to get rid of it. But Satan, you've hid from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. He knows right where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, come from the woman. All right, look here. Now, sister, now of course you don't have it now. You go now. It's all left you now. And it'll stay from you as long as you can believe it has faith. God bless you. All right. Come, lady. Are we strangers? I do not know you. I don't believe you. That anointing kind of shakes me just a little bit. Ma'am, never saw me till this meeting. Well, then, if I never, excuse me, there was something going on, I was watching. I seen someone holding her head the same way, but it was a colored lady. I looked, and it was. Yes, it is. It's that woman sitting right there with that yellow blouse on. That's who I see in the vision. Don't you have something wrong, like sinus trouble or headache? Is that right? If that's right, stand up on your feet. Is that the truth? So many times you put your hands up like this and hurt like that in sinus. Is that right? Do you believe on Almighty God's Son, Jesus Christ? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask God's blessing upon you that leaves and never comes again. God bless you, lady. You must have been praying. You must have seen something. I've seen that spirit that this woman healed with that. It flashed by and something moved me. I've seen that up before me here was a lady rubbing her head. I thought it was the same one, but it wasn't. It was the colored lady. Now, excuse me, sister. Every skeptic in here ought to feel ashamed of himself. Come near. You say you've never seen me to this meeting. Well, I don't know nothing about you then, do I? There's nothing in the world that I would know about you. I perceive that you are a believer, oh. You are a Christian woman. Because your spirit seems welcome to you. That means you believe. Now you're conscious that something is taking place. That's just anointing, which will not hurt you. It will not hurt you. If anything, it's to help you. And now, yes, at just a moment, you had an operation, isn't that right? And wasn't that for gallstones or something? Is that right? Is that long in there? Is that right? Is that true? Is in the hospital? And now it's caused you some way. I see you can't eat right or something. It's affected your stomach. Isn't that right? Is that right? All right, sister. Come near. Is he near? Lord Jesus, Creator, God the Father, come near and bless this poor child of yours that Satan has afflicted. And from as I lay my hands upon her in commemoration of the word of our dear Lord Jesus, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe, and I pray with all my heart that she'll be able to go home and eat anything that she wants to and be made well. Through Jesus Christ's name I ask this. Amen. All right, now, sister, isn't he good to you? Isn't he lovely? How would I know anything about your conditions? I don't know what the vision was just now. It's left me and gone from me. Of course, it's still moving here because it's just pulling from everywhere in here. Whatever what I said, was it the truth?
It's absolutely right.
All right, go home now.
It was in November I was operating on.
You had an operation. All right. Now, you can go home now, and you're going to get well. God bless you. Now, bring the lady. Now, everyone, just as reverent as you know how to be now. Be worshiping God. Don't act like you just, see? It hinders me here, see? Just be reverent and watch with all your heart. How do you do, sister? All right. Don't think of that strange act. Sometimes I can't get my just bearings where I am, and I think of somebody maybe come up or something, and I looked at Brother Baxter then, and he was deciding if this was the patient, you see. And sometimes he might lead me right out into the meeting or something, you see, and I right out in the audience, and I just have to kind of, don't need me explain this. I can't. You believe me to be his servant? You do. The reason I asked you that he told me if you get the people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray. I don't know nothing about you. God knows that. I know nothing about you. But now, I couldn't heal you if I had you. There's nothing that I can do to heal you, or even know what's wrong with you. I'm not a doctor. Now, I'd have to examine you to find out what was wrong, and maybe then I couldn't do it. I'd put you under x-rays. But the Spirit of God, which is the master of all x-rays, he's here. He knows all things. He looks from back down to the cycle of time. Do you believe that? Now look, between you and I stands a dark object, about like a cloud, floating, moving. And I know who it is. And I know what he does to the people. You're bothered with a nervous condition, isn't that right? Mental nervousness, upset. And you think sometimes that you're going to lose your mind. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind, but isn't that right? Don't cry, man. No. Now it has moved from you. Your faith without prayer has made you whole. Now you go home, you're going to be a well, healthy woman. God's blessings upon you. That's faith, believing. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe. Please, everyone, reverend, when you move, it interrupts me just a moment. How do you do? Just to talk to you just a moment. We are strangers, are we? We are perfect strangers. I do not know you. The only thing I know is an object of woman standing before me, that's all. But I'm aware that you being a mortal being, that someday we'll have to stand before the Almighty to give an account for our lives. You're a sick person. You've had an examination. I believe it's a female, something trouble, isn't that right? A cancer in the female gland. Kind of shocked you a little, but I had to do that. But I see something else, that you are not a Christian. You haven't been saved yet. You are a sinner that hasn't accepted our Lord. I'll be honest with me. Isn't that the truth? Haven't I told you the truth? Well, now you realize, ladies, that will take your life outside of God. The only thing can save you. Do you want to accept my Lord now from here? And you realize there's something taking place around you. Do you want to accept our Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior who died for you that you could be saved? You now accept Him if you do raise your hand as a testimony to the people. Do now accept Jesus as your Savior. God of heaven, bless this young woman. May this hideous demon that was creeping right up on her to take her life, may it leave her. She's accepted you now. She's weeping because of his sin. And now nothing stands before you, Father. And thou hast said, he that will accept, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. A lovely Father, ready to forgive. Calling this child tonight by disease, a demon that would suck her life within the next 6 months. And now, Lord, we thank you for your healing power. And I pray, God, that she'll be a worker in the vineyard. He that heareth my words and believeth on me and that sent me has everlasting life. Shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death to life. New life is born then right here, Father. And we thank thee for her soul and for her healing. Through Jesus' name, amen. My sister, you are a Christian. You were dead in sin and trespasses when you come into this line. You are alive in Christ Jesus to go out of the line with a new life healed from your cancer. Go. God bless you. Do you believe with all your heart? Well, I am a stranger to you. I do not know you. I've never seen you in my life. As I know of. But you and I are strangers. But you are a Christian. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You do then. When I said that, something struck you, didn't it? That was a vision that hit before me. Now I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you. It may be strange. Now, I don't mean it before this mixed audience, but it's no harm. It's something or other that's in your skin that you can't touch certain kind of things. You're allergic to something like some kind of a good that you wear on your limbs, like stockings or something. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Bless you out. Come near. God of heaven will make you well. Jesus of Nazareth, seeing that woman sitting on the side of the bed there, putting on those stockings and turning around, Master of life, as your prophet, I lay hands upon her, her being my Christian sister, and I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that Satan leaves this woman tonight, and that an allergy that's wrong with her there, that's causing her to be allergic, may it leave her blood this very hour, and may she be well. Through Jesus Christ's name, I pray. And you said, if you'll be sincere, get the people to believe. And then be sincere when you pray. Now, I said, they will not believe me. You said, by these signs, they will believe you. And now I'm sincere committing her to you, that she'll be healed from this hour. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, God bless you, sister. Don't fear about your stockings and conditions anymore. God will surely make you well. All right. Amazing. Do you believe? You're just a little bit excited. I'm your brother to help you. And that spirit is the only thing that That's the one who would know about your condition. He's the only one that could help you. You believe that book you talk out of? I know you do too. But kind of surprised you didn't understand that. But here's what it is also. You have a stomach trouble that bothers you. And you're nervous from the strain. You have other things wrong with you also. But wouldn't you like to just enjoy health like you used to not long ago? Isn't that nice? All right, come here. Father, as your servant, I lay hands upon this woman, realizing that you're at this platform stands the angel of Almighty God. I bless her and pray for her in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you will heal her and make her well. Hear the prayer, the sincere prayer, the affectionate fervent prayer of your servant. Through Jesus Christ's name I ask this. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now. You believe? I say that just to see how your spirit feels. See what your spirit will do to react when I say, do you believe, to see where you're lying to me or not. You was it to be told you. But you're wondering now. I'm not reading your mind, but just wondering what I was going to tell you when you seen what was told that woman. Yours doesn't lay in stomach trouble. No, it wasn't what she had, but you have a tumor. Is that right? You believe if I will ask our Lord Jesus, he said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. You believe I love him? You do? You believe he would hear my prayer if I asked him for you? Then come near. Will you serve him with a true heart all your life? Almighty God, bless this woman who I bless in thy name. You said, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. What you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. The keys was given unto the church now upon the authority of the Bible, upon the authority of my risen Lord, who is present now with his angel manifesting these things. I now say, cursed be this tumor in the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it go from her. But just keep that saying, thank you, Lord. God will see that you won't need your operation. How do you do? God bless you. He was hearing your prayer. You that were praying. Yeah, I'm speaking to you. You were sitting there praying, wasn't you? Praying to God. God turned me around and spoke to you because you had your head bowed praying. Now look to me. I don't mean that. Just like Peter and John said, look on us, you see. Elijah said, if it wasn't I respected the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you. But you looked at me because you were praying and God called my attention to you. If God will let me know what's wrong with you, lady, will you accept your healing? If he will tell me what's wrong with you, isn't there something wrong about a bleeding condition? Isn't that right? Is that right? Aren't you up for an operation? Isn't that right? Supposed to be operated on with some kind of a rectal. Is that right? If that's right, stand up on your feet. All right, go home and get well now. God heard your prayer. All right, sister, while you were standing there, You were looking at that, and something came upon you, wasn't it? A real strange, odd feeling. God healed you then. You've had a female trouble for a long time. Isn't that right? An old aching condition, more on the left side. Is that right? Is that right? No one would know that, but in the room, your bathroom, and so forth, is what you know what I'm speaking of, because you're thinking right now of what I'm saying. What I'm thinking in my own mind, you're thinking the same thing. Is that right? Only God would know that. All right, you're going to get well. God has blessed you. Go on your road, and may the Lord Jesus be with you and let you win. How do you do, my sister? Do you believe? Now, God's beginning to move into the audience. I feel it going from the woman out and out there again. Along that. Look and live. You believe that word? Well, that word, according to the Bible, St. John 14:12, he, Jesus Christ, the author of that book, said, "The things that I do shall you also." Is that true? Do you believe he has sent me that I might represent him to you tonight? Then the only way I do, I could only say what he would show me. Is that true? Because he could only do when he was here, and that's what he does now. He's here now. I see what your trouble is. If I speak it to you, will you accept him as your healer? You had arthritis. Is that right? That's right. Raise your hand. Now, if you accept him as your healer, go home, man. He's got to be gone. God bless you, my sister. My say? Don't you worry about that. I told you God would bless you. You hear me what I said there? The thing you've been thinking, I was thinking the same. All right. Go ahead, let's talk about that. How do you do, sister? Do you believe me? Has God got it? You are suffering with more than one thing. One thing, a heart trouble has been bothering you. And another thing, you're but you have faith now. If you can remain right where you are now in faith, it will go away from you. Can you do that? The Lord bless you. Also with your heart trouble, you may go and see the seal. I thought it was you at the first place. I'll bless you. Everyone ready. God be merciful and heal the woman, I pray. May your spirit be upon her and make her whole. Satan, leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Look here. Do you any honor? Do you believe with all your heart? All right, he's made you well. You go and everything's all right with you. You're normal. Little lady, you stand just to look at the sunny air. Know you yet a young woman, your hair turning gray. Probably life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you, that I do not know it yet. I cannot tell you. But God is here to make known what's wrong with you. I feel sorry for you. And I'm your brother in the Lord Jesus, and I want to help you. Do you believe me? If he will be lovely enough to come to you and I as brother and sister, and me wanting to help you so much, and if he'll let me know what's wrong with you so that I can pray for you for that trouble, then will you believe that he'll make you well?
But Father, I pray for her that you will heal her and make her well. Now lay hands upon her and ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you heal her. Amen. Now this heart trouble has bothered you so long. Do you believe it's going to leave you? Do you believe you're going to get well? You shall. I'll be here. You love the Lord up there in the balcony. You love Him with all your heart. Have faith in Him. He'll bring it to pass. Wherever you are, it's coming. The only thing I ask you to do is believe that I told you the truth. That I. Just someone giving vent to their feelings. Oh, you could just be spiritually alive. God bless you, brother. If you believe now, that asthmatic condition will leave you and you'll get well. Do you believe it? Well, God bless you and go now. Lady? Yes. Since I've come in this building, you constantly sit there looking at me. If that's all right, where you are. You look like a healthy woman, but I watched you a few minutes ago. You have a trouble in your back. Isn't that right? He healed you a while ago. You're well now. Have faith. You know what's wrong with you, don't you? Cancer. Seen that fellow when he told you that. You only have one chance to live, and that's through Jesus Christ. You believe on Him as your Savior. You'll serve Him all your life. Aren't you ashamed of yourself the way you treated Him? You believe me to be His prophet? You couldn't hide your life from me if you had to. Now, are you coming home now? You surrender yourself to God. Look, one time you knew God. One time you had experience with God. But you left Him and went away, and this cancer come up on you to bring you back home. Are you ready now to receive Him? You take Him now as your Savior. Promise never no more to roam from Him, but live for Him the rest of your days. If you do, raise your hand. Almighty God, you see the confession of this poor child, like the prodigal son that has wandered away down in the hog pens of the world. Down there in the mucky mire. Poor little thing, Satan has set up on her now to take her life. That's the way he does, wind them around out there and then take her life. But somehow, through grace, you pushed her into this meeting tonight. And arranged so that she could be here at the platform, that the secrets of her heart might be known. God forgive her of her backsliding. You said you were married to one, and I pray, Father, that you will take now. You said, he that comes to me, I will not cast out. Now grant, Lord, that tonight that she willingly, humbly, you've never forsaken her. She forsaken you. All along the line there, you loved her and spoke to her and talked to her, but yet she still stayed away. God, tonight, that's the reason I will use the words, are you coming home? God grants from this hour she'll stay with you in your church and live for you. And I now, after the cause has been found, the cure will have to be. Satan cursed thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, you who call cancer, come out of the girl. Look on me as God's prophet. The reason I use those words, coming home, staying away, sitting back. Now your sins are forgiven you, and your cancer is healed. I go and sin no more. God be with you. Just a minute, lady. That's all right. Little lady sitting up there, dressed in a white dress, with a stomach trouble. You want to be healed? There in the top row in the place up there? You got the stomach trouble. You've also left God. If you will repent tonight, come back home, God will make you well. And you sitting there in a red looking dress looking down at me, so you believe me to be his prophet? You're under that light. That's the reason I'm speaking to you. I can see dark objects back in there. Do you believe me to be his prophet? You do? You're not concerned. No, you're concerned about a child there. Is that right? The kidney trouble. You believe that God will make it well? You believe God will heal the child, the little child there that you're thinking of? Do you believe it? If you do, God will do it. If you'll accept him as being your healer, have faith in God. Don't doubt nothing. God shall bring it to pass. God bless you, sister. You were healed while studying. Amen. The Lord be with you. Have faith in God. You believe? Somebody else right there in the balcony. I couldn't see just who it was at the time. Have faith in God. You believe with all your heart? Sir? You want to get over that asthma? You do? Raise up your hand if you'd like to get over it. You accept Jesus as your healer? All right, go on your road, Dan. God will make you up. There is a colored man sitting there with heart trouble right up there. You got some kind of breaking out on your legs too, haven't you? All right. You can go home and get well also. Jesus Christ make you well. God bless you. That lady sitting back there with anemia too can get well too. She just believes. Have faith in God. All right. You believe? How do you do, sister? Packing your little boy. You believe me to be his prophet? I can heal your son, sister. It's impossible. I'm a man. But God can heal your son. Do you believe me as his servant? That baby was started out in life, born a blue baby. Is that right? The baby suffered with heart trouble even now. Is that right? Is that true?
That's true.
Come here. God in heaven have mercy on the little lad as I bless this child. In the name of Jesus Christ, remit every sin and take the child into thy care, and may it live and not die through Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All right, sister. You believe me to be his prophet? You should believe me to be his prophet because you are a minister yourself. Is that right? How do I know you as a minister? That's exactly right. Suffering with a female trouble. All right. Is that true? That's right. You can go home. You got. Is there something wrong with your throat? Is that right? You'd rather have your throat healed than in heaven. Is that right? So you can preach the gospel. Being that you are a minister and you got a throat trouble, there's another minister sitting right up there. Belongs to the assemblies of God. Is that right, sir? You're a perfect stranger, and you have a bad throat. Is that right? Well, both of you go home and get well, then, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You want to get over the cancer, sister? You were just to accept Jesus as your healer right now and say, I believe you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Go on your road, sister, and be made well. Here he is. He's near. You can believe. All his feelings becoming an ember of light everywhere. Have faith in God. Believe on him with all your heart. What are you worrying about cancer for? Both of you. You and your husband both been scared about it. Right behind you, man and woman. Both say, yes, I'm talking to you. All right, if you want to be healed, stand up on your feet in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. You believe with all your heart? What about you down on the cot case? You believe? You believe me? You've been sitting there, lady. I looked at you a while ago. You're interested in a girl laying there. Is that right? I can't heal a child. Look this way, young lady. You believe me to be God's prophet? Sister, if you lay there, you'll die. The trouble's in the stomach condition. Isn't that right? Very bad, too. Nothing can help you outside of God. Would you take my word for something? The angel of Almighty God is standing near your cot. I see your examination, and I hear what he tells you. You're keeping something back from you. But let me tell you, if you believe Jesus Christ to be your healer and will accept him to be so when you serve him all the days of your life, you'll do it. Then, as a servant of God, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to take up your bed and go home, get well. Don't you fear, you have strength, don't worry. Rise up, go home. Lady, I speak again to lay there is death. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. There it is. Don't ever disobey the Spirit of God. How many of you want to get healed? Raise your hand. Almighty God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, send your blessings, Lord, to this minute upon these thy people and heal them, everyone. I now bless them, everyone. May every sick person here be taken. Come out of them in the name of the Lord.
Ali, have you come believing? You believe with all your heart? Say, God's going to grant your healing. All right, come on. Now, do you believe with all your heart that I be God's servant? You do. All right. Now, you don't even have a prayer card, and you just come in here tonight and sit down, probably come into the meeting, and, well, you're just sitting there, it's kind of surprised calling you. Well, I'm just your brother. I said brother because you're a Christian. You're a believer. I knew that by the welcome of your spirit. You are a Christian, a believer. And you realize that you and I both are going to have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. And I'm just talking to you like our master did at the woman at the well. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, he talked to the woman at the well and said, bring me a drink? He wanted to have a conversation with her. And what was he trying to do? If I tell you, you might not understand just now, but he was trying to catch her spirit, you see. See, to see what it was. He perceived their thoughts, you see, what was moving. He knew what they were thinking about. And he was trying, nowadays they call him a mind reader, wouldn't he? The devil has a bogus of it out yonder. The devil has a bogus of everything that God's got real. That goes to show, because the devil's got something out there bogus, that it shows that there's a real one it's made off of. Is that right? Well, anybody knows that stuff's wrong. That's the devil. But a Christian can detect between the devil and God. He is, and he really needs an experience with God, doesn't he? That's right. Now, what I'm talking to you for is to test your spirit. To see what it moves in, and I can only say what I see. But if I be able to know what is wrong with you, then you'll believe me to be his prophet, won't you? I see you've been stuck up lately. Nothing has happened that's really give you a real hard shaking, isn't that right? You've got two or three things wrong with you. What's your fear about the cancer rule? Isn't that right? Is that what's wrong with you? And you have, you are anemia too. You have anemia and a female trouble. You've been nervous for a long time also, but your main object is your cancer that you're afraid is going to take your life, which it is going to take your life if God doesn't give you mercy. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand to the people. Now, to you imposer that said that it was mental telepathy, me reading that off of a prayer card, aren't you ashamed of yourself? God be merciful to your sinful soul. God will deal with you for that. All right, come near, sister, for your healing. Almighty God, have mercy upon this dear woman. She's standing here, Lord. She realizes she's near the end of her journey. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will heal her and make her well. Grant it, dear Lord, while your spirit is near here, revealing to her conditions and worship there, and what they told her in her examinations and so forth. God, dear Lord, to make her well. And I bless her now in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, that you heal her and make her well. Cancer, you who are bothering her, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, as a servant of God, I say, cursed be you. You're not afraid of me, but you are of him. So I have the right to his name. Being a Christian and ordained for this work, come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, my sister, go on home and forget all about your cancerous condition. Forget all that other. You're going to be well. Do you believe me? Now, go on rejoicing. I say thanks God. Be merciful. Do you believe, sir? I'm a stranger to you. I believe. I don't know you. I might have seen you somewhere. If I do, I don't remember you. You see. Where are you from? From Florida.
Well, no, I'm...
That's where you saw me?
Last time down in Miami.
Oh, at Miami. Long time ago, when was that? Yes, sir. Well, then, to know you, I don't know you. You just see me. Now, if I be God's prophet, and you know there's no way at all for me to know anything wrong with you. If I be God's prophet, then God can reveal to me your trouble. Is that right? And then, if I can, by God's power, then you will believe with all your heart that God sent me. Is that right? Sir? You have a throat trouble. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. There's not a way in the world for me to know that, but to see you holding your throat like that and getting that in your throat, all right, come here now and you can be healed. Dear Heavenly Father, upon this man's confession, knowing him a Christian, and the team praying over these conditions, Lord, I now bless him and say for this throat trouble to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go home now and be well. Let's say thanks be to God. Amen. All right. If I be God's prophet, I'll know what's wrong with you. Is that right? As Jesus knew the woman at the well. All right. If I tell you exactly what's wrong with you right now, Will you believe me to be this prophet? You have heart trouble. Is that right? You had heart trouble. Now go home and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. Everyone be reverent. Now the Spirit of God's moving in the audience. Faces begin moving. Hear me. You are a stranger to me. I do not know you. You just happened to come in and sit down and called up here at the platform. I don't know you, nothing about you, never seen you in my life. We're perfect strangers. But God can reveal to me, I can hear you, but you can't hide your life now. You know that. You can't hide it. And you realize that something's going on, don't you? I'm watching the vision. I'm seeing you try to move in the morning when you get out of bed. You got arthritis. Is that right? You're healed. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and be made well. All right. Let's say praise be to God. You believe with all your heart? You want to serve Him? Get Him. All right. Go on the road and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the way to be healed. All right. Say, praise the Lord. Come. Oh, yes. I do recognize you, my brother. I want to shake your hand. Yeah, you're from Louisville. Yes, I remember you. You've come here to be prayed for. I forget what was wrong with you, but you just recently healed of a cancer, and there's some kind of a... He's over in my house talking to me, and there's some kind of swelling in your side or something like that. And you said you're going to come here at the meeting and... Just get in today?
Oh,
you're here last week. This man was dying here a few months ago with cancer. Here he is healed. Something said in he works for a railroad company and he's some kind of a swelling in his side. Isn't that clean?
Clean.
He said, Brother Branham, I want to come when it's under the anointing. I want to do it. So I do know this man. I know him. I want you to know. I know the man. And but that way, I want to pray for him while the anointing's on. I know what's wrong with him by him coming to my house and what has happened, but I want to pray for him while the anointing's on. I never noticed in that line, sir. Was you in that line as I called? I didn't know that. Come here and let's pray. Now, Heavenly Father, here is my brother standing here who has just done so many lovely things. I've seen him set in a little tabernacle down there and want to go out. He said, Brother Branham, when you have a meeting, when the anointing's on, I want to come near her. And now, Heavenly Father, breathe just now as he sees your Spirit moving and know that this is not his Brother Branham here now. It's you standing here. And I bless him, Father, for his gallant faith and curse this disease of his side. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave him and may he live a long, happy life and rejoice and be made happy and do God's work the rest of his days. Through Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go home now and be well. Let's say praise be to God. Everyone, reverence, if you will. All right, come near. What do you think? Do you believe me? I see you're awful nervous. All right, well, that's perfectly all right. You got a right to be nervous, standing up at this kind of time. But you're a stranger to me. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. Don't know nothing about you. Say, I tell you something first. You're not from this country. You're from across the sea somewhere. I see waters waving as you come across. You're from either down in Lower Mexico or South America. I see South America. Is that right? That is right. And you suffer with cancer. Is that right? Come here. Almighty God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I bless this woman and curse the cancer. Send her home to be well. Satan, leave the woman. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Go off the platform, rejoice, and return back to South America and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart as you come? Do you believe God? Let us just raise our hands and offer a word of praise. Our Heavenly Father, we praise Thee. God, here nothing can stand before You. You know all things. Lord Jesus.
Jesus, you know the beginning from the end, you know all things. I pray that you'll bless for us and every one of these people and make them well. Hear the prayer of thy servant as I offer praise and thanksgiving to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, everyone, Reverend. Now, where's your prayer card? Hold it just a moment. See? Just a minute. Where's your prayer card? Raise your hand. The prayer card. You still don't take your prayer card. That's the only merely to try to get somebody lined up here. I hope you understand. Now, go to praying in the audience. Believing God. I know where I am now. I know where I stand. I know that God is with me. I know that He's here. I don't fear nothing because He's here. He told me, I'll stand with you. No thing shall stand before you all the days of your life. I believe God. And I know where I stand. That means the condition's done left here, so you can go ahead home now and be healed. See that colored lady raise her hand right there just now. Up there, that white looking thing on. Got that stomach trouble. Stand right up there. About four rows up. About three or four in. The white blouse on there with the stomach trouble. Yes, sir. You don't have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card. All right, you got stomach trouble, haven't you? All right, I've seen it up above there holding yourself and trying to vomit out, spit up your food disgusting. Is that right? Is that right? Raise your hand, wave it right there. All right, you can go home and eat your food now. You're healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. I see a minister preaching at a platform. I see him examining. There he steps right at the end with a brown suit on. Aren't you a minister of the gospel? Is that right? All right, you're suffering with some kind of a stomach, a colon, bowel trouble. Isn't that right? Got a needle in the bowel. All right, you want to be healed? You believe me as God's prophet? You believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Of course you do. All right, go home and get well now, Reverend, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe God. Have faith in God. That lady sitting right there, the white hat on right there, standing with her fan back and forth this way. She's got diabetes, but needs to do also. She can be healed too if you want to stand on your feet. You that look sideways there, rise up. Is that right? It is, raise your hand. That's just hard. All right. Go home now and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. You believing? You was an idiot too. Is that right? Standing right back behind that lady. Is that right? All right, you can go home and get well. You don't need no cause. That colored lady there, she has got that there female trouble. She has got no prayer card either. If you want to be healed, if you do, all right, you may receive it. If you want to stand up and believe, all right, accept it. God bless you. Go home and get well. All right. You believe God? I see something else flash in the corner just a minute. I believe it's over this lady in the sitting at the man and seeing him. No, it isn't. The lady there on the corner. There's something wrong with bladder trouble. Leaking in the bladder. Is that right, lady? If it is, stand up to your feet. Stand up here. Is that right? Is that true? All right, you can go home and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe him with all your heart? What about you people over here? You believe God? What if some people didn't have the prayer cards now? All right. Hallelujah. I see a man sitting out there with spinal trouble. Sitting right there with a colored shirt on. Isn't that right? That's right. You want to get well? Say, is that your wife sitting next to you there? She has the same thing, doesn't she? All right, you can both go home and get well. God bless you. You believe with all your heart? What did you clap in your hands, sir? There's a green shirt on at the top. Yes. You bothered too, aren't you? Huh? Listen, there's one thing you need above everything, that's salvation. Isn't that right? You need to accept Jesus as your Savior. Is that right? Do you do it? Stand to your feet if you will accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, you want me to tell you what you're suffering with? A high blood pressure. It's going to leave you now. You can go home, saved and healed. God bless you. A lady said next to her, little Amelia, sitting there next to her, and said, be healed too if you want to. You stand up there. Yeah, that's right. You can go home and get well from that condition if you wish to be. Let's say praise be to God. Have mercy. God have mercy. Lady sitting down to her, little lady with all the light affairs can be healed too. Yes, sir. If you want to, you can rise up and be made well. A man there who's got the heart trouble standing by the side of his wife. Something wrong there with wrong with his mouth. He's got some kind of mouth disease. And that's right. Both sinners except Christ, go ahead and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that would deny the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ. Come on, you. Our Lord Jesus is here. He stands here at the platform now. His spirit is here to heal anybody that wants to be healed. I challenge any man or woman in here that accepts him as a Savior, as your healer, the Lord will be healed. Do you believe it? Do you believe he is, my prayer? Just a minute, I want to pray. Bow your heads, everybody. Oh, Lord. Be merciful to the unbeliever. The sinner outside of God, outside of Christ. Oh, Father, come near now. Please breathe upon these honest hearts here. There's me. Here's a bunch of anxious letters laying before me. God, I see standing out yonder in a little old cabin waiting. A little old mother and dad sitting back in the corner, dad with arms around him. Oh, eternal God, that mother waiting for the creditor to return for that little baby standing under. Eternal God, it was written in the Word that when the Red Sea got in the road of Israel, God looked down through the pillar of fire, and the sea got scared and moved back. And the children of Israel passed over. God, with his token, his sense, these handkerchiefs, when they reached the people they were supposed to reach, by the token of faith and commemoration of our great servant Paul, who's among the immortals tonight, made them diseases. People made Satan get scared and move back. May they move over into the promised land of good health and strength. Grant it, Lord, while sitting here in this building, men and women are sitting here praying, Lord, God is between death and life, Lord. Many of them are bound by Satan. Oh, Father, I pray with all my heart. You said the affectional fervent prayer of a righteous man. Lord, we realize that there's none righteous, no, not one. But, oh, God, in the name of the righteous one, Jesus Christ, I pray with all my heart, all my strength, that you will heal every sick and afflicted person here tonight. May there not be a feeble one. May everyone receive healing just now. May the great Spirit of God move over this building like a great pillar, weighing down like the wings of an angel who moves down over this pillar and gets down the soul of every leader. Heal them all. Come out, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave every one of them. Come out of the people.